right, so here's the question that I, you know, I'm having this fascinating conversation in the break there with Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director at Ameriprise Financial Services. Big headline today that Joe Biden's going to unleash the strategic oil reserves and pump oil into the economy, hopefully lower gas prices. But the problem is he's shutting down pipelines. He's impacting the ability to get leases on federal land, saying you can't get those. So he's constricting the ability of American companies to pump oil, then demanding that OPEC and Russia give us more oil while controlling the strategic reserves and therefore controlling the oil and the flow to Americans altogether. Craig Stiles, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. It's kind of a frightening little scenario you've laid out.
It is kind of frightening when I sit there and think about all the stuff that he was doing ever since he got into office, shutting down the XL pipeline, going after Line 5 here in Michigan and Line 3, and just basically going through that process, but then opening up the oil reserves. And then, well, the oil reserves have to be refilled somehow. And prior to him coming in, they're looking at the oil reserve was already filled up, and then we had tankers and exporting oil from our country going out. So you sit there and think about the aspect of aggregating control from who's processing the oil, because then if you have a larger federal government that's in charge of the oil production, in charge of more specifically the oil distribution, to all right, who are we going to hire to or buy oil from today? Is it going to be this company A, company B? Well, tell you what, we like company C over there because of whatever reason, so we're going to buy oil from them, fill up the oil reserves, but yet prevent the distribution of oil going to directly to the people and allowing the different oil companies to compete for the operations that we have going on here in the United States. So when I sit there and think about the policies that are being implemented and how that affects and occurs, not only from an economic standpoint, from an investment standpoint, where are the opportunities taking place, and how is it going to impact us, not only short term, but also long term? So,
you know, that just puts me in a tough spot here because
reserves a short term area.
Yeah, it puts me in a tough spot here. Obviously, I'd like to invest in an energy company that does well and builds a portfolio and builds, you know, some upside for me, some wealth, obviously.
Yep.
But I don't like central planners. And I don't like the idea of the government manipulating the oil markets at all. But that's exactly what you're describing.
Yeah, I think the potential's there. I mean, from that perspective of just seeing how it's been utilized, and you can just see it what's transpired over the last 10 weeks, why would we shutting down the XL pipeline? Typically, the oil reserves are there for strategic purposes. If we need to have a protection of our pipeline and of our supply chain, that's what the oil reserve is there for if there's ever an emergency that takes place. Well, if we're turning around and shutting down the different oil pipelines that are going through and preventing accessibility to the supply chain, that is a self-made issue that we have going on. So that's get into areas of, I said to think about the who then controls the price of oil. So are we highlighting the fact that the capital markets aren't controlling the price of oil if the spigots can be turned on and turned off at the oil reserve? Or is it because we need to have a more efficient way of extracting it from the ground because demand is so high, and we start to reward the oil company that is able to get us that oil and or fuel at a less cost or more efficient cost than that of one that is still working with an archaic method? So how do we go about starting to provide efficiencies? If you have the oil reserve, a single oil source that is being distributed or allowed to be open and closed, then who is controlling that? So that's where I'm usually have a concern, because we see what's going on in Europe. We see what's going on with like the Ukraine and Russia, and how who's controlling the pipelines over there, to where if you get into a political dispute, all we need to do is just shut off the pipeline.
Right.
And if we get it to where we're preventing the natural capitalist markets from doing it, well, all we need to do is just shut off the pipeline, and that becomes an issue that typically draws concern for him. But you're right, the aspect of being able to invest in companies, take advantage of it. And this is where I start talking with some folks who are always resident or hesitant about investing into particular companies as well. If you own the company, you own the company. You can go to the meetings. You can go and participate in some of the activities and get your voice heard in some form or another. You can only do that through ownership.
Yeah. So. It's concerning, but, you know, there's so many moving parts these days. But what you've described makes it sound more like Venezuela to me. What are some of the other things you're looking at here? You know, Obviously oil is something that has everybody's attention. We're heading into winter. It was 18 degrees here outside the studio just moments ago, 18 degrees. A little early for that bite, but there it is, which means heating our homes becoming critical right now, isn't it?
Oh, that it is. That it is. Well, if I can bring you back to the no panic zone, is make sure that nobody panics as it relates to all of this. Basically, the oil reserves are there. The oil excess is there. So we have been seeing a spike in prices. And what people can do and what many have done, and I talk with many clients about, is if they have the ability of being able to buy early. And like many who are living on the country have propane. So you can actually have contracts with the propane company for a certain dollar amount and fix in a price. And you can have that for the entire year. I've been doing that with my family for the last couple of years, or maybe a little bit longer than that. But just from the aspect of, okay, you know, we know prices are going to be going up in some form or another. So let's go ahead and lock it in now. It did get me a couple times because I would lock in for a particular price and I saw the price of propane go down. I'm like, doggone it. But that's okay. But from that perspective, over the longer periods, if we have the ability of being able to purchase or have those types of contracts in hand, that helps to mitigate these types of costs going forward. So,
well, there you go. Good stuff. Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director, Ameriprise Financial Services. Always a good conversation. Craig, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I hope you can afford. I mean, the folks at NBC said, you know, it's a little dicey out there. Don't buy the turkey. You know, I'm going to buy the turkey. And I hope you do too.
Well, absolutely. We still have some turkeys in the freezer when we raised them a couple years back, actually. So hopefully we'll be okay.
All set up. See the supply chain there, very short, from Craig to Craig. All right. Greatly appreciate it, my friend. Craig Stiles, everybody. Quick break. I'll be right back here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.